Hello and welcome back to the Real Desperate Housewife, 'cause I am a little desperate, if you would call it that. I mean, look. Some people are like, if you get a little jealous, it's 'cause you're insecure. You know what? Call me insecure. What do I care? We all have insecurities. I'm happy to admit all of mine. I get a little bit jealous. That's my insecurity. I have a matcha and a pen in my hand, and I don't know what I'm writing down right now. I just literally picked up a pen for no reason because I am losing my mind. Because this weekend was my friend's birthday. And I decided to go to San Diego and celebrate her birthday. And it was so much fun. And I have been working so much. And I am so tired. And I am so sleep deprived that I was like, you know what? It's your birthday. I'm coming into town. And we spent the entire weekend dancing the night away. Like, I danced so much and it was so much fun. And it's crazy because, like, as you get older, you're like, okay, let's start to get ready to go out. And it's like 9 o'clock and you're putting on clothes and you're putting on makeup and you're like, I'm so tired from staying up and putting on clothes and putting on makeup and getting ready for 2 hours. Do I really now want to go to a club? By the time I get there, it's going to take 45 minutes, 30 minutes, depending on Uber. If I have a drink, if I don't drink, I can drive, but then I've got a valet. I got to wait for the car. Like, these are the things that hold us back from going out. Like, today, for me, going out and having fun is going to Target and getting a cart and dancing down the aisles with my cart, just dancing and having a good time and shopping. And meanwhile, I have nowhere to wear the clothes that I buy at Target because I get too tired to go out. But this weekend, I was like, no, you know what? I'm going to San Diego and I'm going to go out for my friend's birthday. And we just had a ball. We did the spa, which was just fun. And I am, look, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I am, everybody's going to be like, Betsy, come on, come on. I am not the type of person. I do not love getting a massage. I love getting a massage, but I don't love getting a massage. Like, it feels good after, and my body feels like, oh my God, I feel like amazing. Like, I'm limber. I could do cartwheels again. Like, I can do all these things after I get a massage, but I cannot stand the beforehand thinking about having to lay there for an hour and having to relax and having to get in that mode. Like, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to do things for an hour, like an hour without looking at my phone. Like, literally looking at my phone. It's so hard because you have to, like, literally prep yourself to be off the grid for an hour these days. Right? Like, but anyway, I got a mini facial and my friend treated me because I said, I am not getting a massage. I don't care. Please do not set me up for that. I just want to get in the hot tub. And at least in the hot tub, I can, like, look around. You know, look outside, see the sky, relax. Like, I don't have to, like, lay on a table with my eyes closed in the dark. I sound like a baby scared of the dark, complaining about a massage. Oh, Betsy, you're scared of a massage. I swear, but I gotta tell y'all, my friend whose birthday it was, she was a an NFL cheerleader. So it was me and a bunch of friends that went for her birthday. And she's like, I made up this dance. She literally at midnight, the night before we went out for her birthday, we were up practicing a 3/8 counts of a dance, okay? It was like step to the right 3 times, step to the left 3 times. We could not get in sync to save our lives. I was like, what is going? Everybody, half of them were stepping to the left. I was to the right. She was to the right. Like, it was like, what is going on here? Like, you would think that a group of 5 people could get it together to do 3/8 counts of a dance. By the way, 5 sober people. Maybe 3 had had a glass of wine. And we were like struggling out of control. It was like, oh my God, what is wrong with us? I mean, I was feeling so sorry for us, but we were dying laughing. And it was such a good time. And we, and the night of her birthday party, we did the dance about 6 times, and it was not right. It was crazy town. We recorded it 6 times, and then finally I was like, let's just freestyle dance tonight, thank you very much. But like, this is what you get when you hang out with a cheerleader. Like, she can do the dance and you can't, and everybody else is struggling. Let's just put it that way. She's down for the choreograph, and we're all like, can we just twerk? Like, can we just twerk our asses and like have a good time? But it was so funny because, I mean, I don't drink a lot, and I literally had a drink the first night I got there, and I actually got there for a wedding party, and which was a blast. We danced the night away. But then I started, like, I have that drink, and I was so tired. I started panicking in the middle of the night. I was like, oh my God, I woke up out of a dead sleep. I have mentioned this before, that I did a sleep study, and I really do think that happens to me. I wake up panicking because I just found out I have a mild case of sleep apnea. I did the at-home sleep study, and it's a mild case. So now guess who has to sleep with a CPAP? This bitch right here. This bitch has to put a CPAP on and sleep next to my husband with a CPAP on. But at least I won't be poked all night in the back. Bitch, roll over. I am rolled over. Bitch, you're snoring. No shit. And if I try to go sleep on the sofa, somebody gets their feelings hurt because I'm leaving the bed. Welcome to married life, my favorite topic in the world, marriage. Marriage is very fun. Marriage is fun because men are difficult and don't have fun going to Target like we do. And it's just fun to watch them suffer through the things. Sorry, guys. Like, love you guys, but it's like, you know that you're not the biggest fan of Target. My husband's like, I'm not going to Target. I'm not going to Target. Well, my husband was the star of the party, because my sister was there, and we all love, like, we love waiting for phone calls to come in. I know that half of, like, some of you guys know that, like, we split our time. I'm mostly in LA, and he goes up north because his parents live there, and we have a little place there. And it's so funny because I do his, like, listen, I do a lot of stuff. Okay. Like, my husband works, and I'm very grateful for what he does for me, helping me out to pursue my career and make this podcast happen, and allows me to like do all the things. And, but the one thing that I never make my husband worry about is doing like laundry, the dishes. And I, literally don't even complain about doing it because I'm grateful for what he does for me. I feel like there's a balance here, right? Like he goes to work, he makes money, I make a little bit of money. Not as much as him. But, you know, I am great. I'm so grateful for what he does to me. So I never go like wash your clothes, like do some shit around the house. Like I just like he comes home and it's done. Or he comes home and it's a mess and I'm like, I'm busy, I don't care, get in bed and go to sleep. It's not made. Like, you know, or like the laundry will be done next week type of thing. Because the truth is, like, sometimes I get busy. I have shows at night, like I'm writing and meeting other comics and writing with them and doing my podcast. And I just get busy and things pile up. And I feel bad about that. But like my husband, like one time, you know, his laundry wasn't done and it was his mountain bike clothes. And everybody knows that, you know, how he is. He has a million mountain bike clothes. He wanted his certain favorite things done. And he goes, you know, I'm just gonna do my own laundry. And I was like, okay, like nobody's stopping you. Like, go for it. Do your own laundry. And then he comes upstairs and he's like, babe, where would one put the laundry detergent in the washer machine if one wanted to do laundry? And I was like, you're freaking kidding me. No, you're joking. And he's like, what? Is it inside the laundry basket? I was like, no. So I went down and I go, come here, let me show you where it is. And I put my hands in the little slit and I pulled it out and I go, in there. Like it, but my sister said, you have to tell some of these stories about Steve to one of our other friends. And I was like, oh, the Werewood stories. The Werewood one. Werewood one. One meaning you? Would that be you? Would one be you, honey? Oh, sweetie, one. But yeah, no, so I decided to tell some of these stories and people were dying laughing. I don't know. I guess when you're a wife, there's something so funny about men just being men. And it's just not like the reason we are with you is because you're just a different type of human and we love it. I think women find it so entertaining and love it so much. I don't know. Like, I just get a freaking kick out of my husband. The phone calls I get when he's not with me, like, honey, now I wanted to call you and ask you if one decided to run the dishwasher, where would one put the dishwashing detergent, and where is that? Under the sink, one would find it, and then one would take a pot out and put it into the little dispenser and close it. And he's like, now would I have to peel the plastic off of this? No, if it goes and it ruins the ocean, it goes straight into the ocean and clogs it and ruins it. By the way, I started buying the natural pods because one wanted to peel the plastic off. He couldn't figure out how to work the pod. But so I don't get, so everybody doesn't come after me and go, but Betsy, I see you with a Stanley cup. Betsy, I thought you were an environmentalist. Okay, I am. Okay, I am trying to be very environmental over here. Like, hello, reusable glasses, reusable cups, reusable straws. Like, I try not to waste. Like, I'm doing what I think is my part. Yes, these nails are going to get clipped and they're going into the ocean. These nails are going to dive into the ocean and a fish may use them as a little spoon to spoon a little spoon to eat. Okay? Like, yes, That may happen. I'm not perfect, but I try, okay? I try to do everything I can for the environment, for the future of kids, okay? Because they deserve a shot. Hey, I would want someone to care about me. So anyway, my husband was a hit at the party because we told where would one stories all night about my husband. Where would one? Betsy, hon, if one wanted to clean the toilet and get those little pill-shaped things that you put back in the toilet, where would one find something like that? Honey, one would find that in the grocery store on the cleaning supplies aisle. One. One meaning you, sweetie. Go to the grocery store. Go to CVS. They have it too. No, we were just having such a good time with these Where Would One stories. And if you want to hear more of them, please DM me. Let me know. Follow me on Instagram at Bling and Betsy Comedy. I am happy to tell you all about my life. But so we had this girls' trip, and my husband was a hit at the party. And we talked about husbands. We danced. We ate really good food. And it was so nice because sometimes you get so caught up and working so hard, and you get so tired, and you skip doing things because you have to work so much, or you feel like if you go do that fun thing, you're going to take away from this thing that you know you really do need to get done. But sometimes I feel like for me, and maybe for other people, it's nice to just cut loose and say, you know, you're going to get that thing done. Don't let those things sit on your shoulders and stop you from going out and partying. And if you can't get every single thing done on your deadline, is it the worst thing in the world? What? You work for yourself. Are you going to fire yourself? I now have a partner in a project and I'm really excited, but we'll talk about it another time. But is she gonna fire me? I don't like maybe I should sign a contract with my partner and my friend and say, please don't fire me. But it's true. It's like we all put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect, get this done, get that done, and go, 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 go. And it's like we don't stop to enjoy sometimes. Some people are the type of people that always enjoy and are like, we'll do that tomorrow. I'm not. I'm the type of person that's like, but I've got all these things that need to be finished and all these things that need to be done. And today I was like, you know what? I'm driving in and I can't make this. So I just like, I'm not gonna push myself to make it. I'm not gonna race home and go crazy just to make it. It'll get figured out. Things will get worked out. I'm gonna enjoy myself. I'm gonna drink a coffee this morning. I'm gonna charge my car so I have battery for this week. I'm gonna do the things and I'm gonna relax into things because it's important to have fun. It is so important to go out and be like, whoa, hoo, and dance it up and stay out all night and be tired the next day and not be able to get shit done because you're tired. That's okay. I think you need that sometimes. I think I need that more. I think from now on, I'm going to be out partying again. So maybe I'll be doing this podcast live from clubs in LA. No, could you imagine? I mean, actually, I could imagine. I could see myself in a club, dancing on a bar with a microphone, doing a podcast. That is so my style of personality. But yeah, but I listen. I'm not gonna lie, I used to love going out. It was so hard not to go out because there's something about listening to music and dancing, and it's fun. I wake up sometimes and I play music in the house and I'm dancing around the kitchen. You know where my favorite place to dance is? The grocery store. I don't know if it's from the pandemic, but all of a sudden, the grocery store, I don't know if it's just LA, plays the best music you have ever heard in your life. I'm like, what? Like 90s, like all this old school hip hop. I'm like, I'm in the grocery store breaking it down. Let me get that can of beans in the cart. Throwing shit in the cart, popping it, dropping it low on the basket. Like, it's so crazy how good the music is in the grocery store. I swear, ever since the pandemic, the grocery store has become like the club for me to go to. I go to the grocery store and it is like an on fire party for me. Like, I'm like going off in there. People call me. I'm like, girl, listen to what they're playing up in here in Ralph's. And I swear, groceries are so expensive now, and I feel like it's become Dance Party USA. I'm singing in there, dancing. I see other people doing it too. They're charging money for those groceries now because they're like, these bitches want to come party up in here. They're gonna pay. They're gonna pay for this party. No, but it is like, I am like realizing, like, I am like cracking jokes and laughing at my own self on this podcast all the time. This is like, I'm a crazy person. Thank you very much. And I'm proud of it. But yeah, so it's my friend. My friend's name is Elena Sahagan. She's on Instagram. If everybody would like to wish her a happy birthday, go for it. She's such a doll. We've been friends pretty much our entire lives. And she's like my older sister. And we grew up not grew up, obviously. She's a little bit older than me, but my LA years, she's like my LA older sister. She's like Little Miss Raiderette. She's just such a fun, bubbly love thing. And it was so nice to celebrate her. And I think we have to celebrate the people we love. We have to be grateful for our friendships and we have to take the time out to do that. And that might mean showing up on a weekend, being dead tired and exhausted and chugging coffee and going out and drinking Coca-Cola to stay up and break it down on the dance floor. Well, then that's what I'm going to do because life is short. People, and I am going to celebrate and I am going to start trying to have more crazy time fun and keep up with working. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I don't know, but we're going to keep working too. This has been a fun time with all of you. I know that I missed 2 weeks of my podcast and I'm so bummed, but I have something to tell you guys about, but not right now, but very soon. And you will shortly know why. But I'm always so excited and I'm still gonna always come back and do this podcast and try to be, you know, not miss a week here and there and not get too busy where that happens. But it gets crazy town over here. And you know that I have all these freaking dogs that I love dearly, my little babies, and they're old. And one of my dogs right now has dementia. Poor thing. And he just got his last round of teeth pulled because I do not want him to get mouth infections and cut his little life short. I mean, I say cut his life short. He's probably 17 now. Maybe if he's not 17, he's about 16 and a half. And I was really worried about getting his teeth cleaned because that's really dangerous as you get older, for a dog. But I said, I don't want him to have complications. And then he's 18, he's 19, and he's got this dementia. And it's not that bad. It's just he'll just start walking around for a couple of hours and he doesn't know where he is. And if I pick him up, he kicks me. Mommy, put me down. Poor little baby. But when he's here, he's here. And he has been pissing all over the house in these little dementia moments. And I have been vacuuming the floors with the wet vac nonstop, my poor dog. So you can see on top of my work life, my home life with my little old dogs keeps me so busy. But they also bring me the most happiness I've ever had in my life. So if you don't have a dog, think about rescuing one. And you can clean piss all day like me. You can pick up shit in the yard all day like me. And you will be the happiest person on the planet cleaning the piss and shit. Because when that dog licks you on the face and looks you in the eye and gives you all the love in the world, you will feel better than you have ever, ever felt. Thank you, everybody, for listening to The Real Desperate Housewife. I'm so happy. Please click subscribe and like the podcast. Please comment. Please reach out. Please let me know any topics you ever want me to talk about. Ask questions. I am here for you. Da 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 da.